Sam, talk to me about going through the national officer candidate process and the so far what you've seen and what you've been doing.
Awesome. Well, since Sunday night, we've been here in Louisville and interviewing, going through multiple rounds from giving a speech to also presenting a workshop to just a straight interview with the National Officer Nominating Committee. And so it's really been a roller coaster of emotions, ups and downs. You'll walk out of one interview room just smiling, happy as can be. In the next room, you're just in tears. It's very much an emotional roller coaster. But it's such an amazing week, just knowing that there's myself and 41 other candidates that are ready to give a full year of our life to the FFA, just because of how the FFA has impacted us. It's really amazing just to surround yourself with those kind of individuals and to walk through this process with them.
Sam, you're Illinois State FFA president. How has that year prepared you for this and what potentially is in your future?
Serving as the Illinois FFA State president, I've had so many opportunities to interact with both members, sponsors, and teachers alike, just to walk into a room and be able to convey a message to both an individual that's walking in as a freshman in agriculture or an individual that's in their 30th year as a businessman. And so to be able to convey a message to both alike has really helped me in this process, because as a national officer, you're having to convey the message of FFA to really anyone and everyone that you meet. And going through this process has really been much the same. The nominating committee members, they ask a lot of questions about you and about your experiences, how you conduct yourself, and questions along those lines, because when they look at a national officer, they really want to have a well-rounded individual to represent the organization. And so just my daily interactions, the training that I received from National FFA as a state officer really helped. But the year in the whole is one that I couldn't replace, and one that has been probably the best training for me getting ready for this process.
Talk to me about, you mentioned a message and the message that you have to convey about FFA. So if you sit down with a chapter and you have an assortment of participants, maybe some that are completely whole heart, both feet in to taking part in FFA, and some maybe that are on the fence a little bit, why get involved? Why stay involved? Why dedicate time and extra effort to participate in this extracurricular activity?
Definitely. One message that I love to convey to individuals, whether they're an FFA member or not, is that in the FFA, we have what I like to call an arms wide open approach. Anybody and everybody can join the FFA as long as you have a passion for agriculture or even an interest. You don't necessarily have to grow up on a farm. You can come from the suburbs of New York City and still have that passion for agriculture and join the FFA. But to the members that I talk to, I really speak about my experiences. For me, growing up, I joined FFA my freshman year, but I didn't really get involved until my junior year when I tore my ACL in sports. And so for me, I was focused on sports. I wanted to get that sports scholarship to go off to college and live that athlete's dream, And my junior year when I tore my ACL, that really put a halt to that plan. And so from there, I kind of had it was like a life-changing moment for me. I had to reevaluate my life, and that's when I found the FFA. And so if I could go back, I'd redo it. I'd be so involved in the FFA my freshman, sophomore year. But my journey is unique in that sense that, I got joined, really started my junior year. And so from there, just the opportunities, FFA, it's going to carry on with you the rest of your life. Even if you're going to plan on being a nursing major or even a lawyer, FFA will still give you the skills and the talents and the abilities that you need to carry forth in whatever job career that you pursue. You don't have to go through FFA and go back to become a farmer or become a teacher. You can join any career in FFA. We still have the skills that you can use to utilize in your future career. And so that's just one message I try to convey, because it really applies and fits to everybody, no matter where they're at with their walk in life and where they're planning on going with their future.
Made it through the first round. What's next?
So today I actually just finished. So we had on Tuesday night was called the cut. And so we had 42 candidates start off the week. And after the cut, there were 23 candidates that still remained. And then the nominating committee continued to interview all day Wednesday. And then here just Thursday morning, we finished up our interviews. And so now we sit and we wait. Wait on pins and needles until Saturday afternoon when the announcement's made. And so tomorrow morning, there is a chance for callback interviews if the nominating committee feels so. But we will see what that brings. So right now, kind of just wait and trust that the decision's in good hands.
Best of luck to you, Sam.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.